Is DMV normally a standalone agency in other states?
It depends on the state. They're, you know, like any state government apparatus, different states handle their division of motor vehicles differently. Some states have it even under the Secretary of State's office, for example. You know, with what we've going on right now, I think really the impetus behind that, Tony, is that it's just not working, right? And so if we're gonna you know, metaphorically blow it up and get a new design, now's the time because it can't get any worse.
And how big – we talked about the fact that there are so many vacant positions. You also alluded to some of the technology issues. How antiquated was the computer technology there?
Well, the technology still is antiquated, and it was built on the COBOL computer language, and I've joked that that's a couple of steps up from an old TRS-80,
yeah.
And you and I know what that
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah, we used them. Yeah.
and what's happened is that you've had to layer modern technology on top of the old skeletal bones of what is really a computer system that's frozen in time.
Things that weren't designed to work together being forced to work together in,
right.
in a lot of measures. Other thing I wanted to talk to you about is that you did have the implementation of the DAVE Act, and I'm sure you were very happy to see that implemented.
Well, yeah, the DAVE Act, of course, is the legislature has created the Division of Accountability, Value, and Efficiency within the State Auditor's Office and didn't give us any additional authorities. But what it did do is codify the mission of looking at the efficiencies across state government, and it gave us additional resources in order to accomplish that goal. So we've already put our team to work on it. In fact, we started last week going agency by agency and collecting data, and we're also bringing in larger data sets from the Office of State Human Resources, the Budget Office, and the Comptroller. To sort of put together that individual agency information with the larger data sets.
At the time that the DAVE Act was introduced, a lot of people were comparing it to a state-level version of DOGE, but with a more formal structure.
Yeah, I mean, my view has always been that this effort for state efficiency and sort of evaluating agencies and organizations and institutions across North Carolina through the lens of the State Auditor's Office is a little different in the sense that it needs to be data-driven. And my commitment to the people of North Carolina from the very beginning is that all of our audits, all of our investigations, we're going to be driven by the data. And that's what we did with DMV, and that's what we've done with all the with the several other audits that we've already released since the first of the year. And that there'll be no exception for the DAVE Act. This is going to be data driven. It's going to be based on the data. It is not what I would describe as an effort to, quote, cut a bunch of jobs. What it is it's an effort to evaluate the return on investment taxpayers are getting across state government. And if there are areas that need to be cut, we're not going to shy away from recommending those. But if there are areas where the state can get additional return on investment by spending more or investing in additional full-time state employees, we're going to recommend that. And we did that with the DMV audit. We recommended additional resources be put into the DMV. So I think if you take that objective approach, Tony, we're going to get real results on the behalf of the people of North Carolina. And ultimately, that's our goal at the State Auditor's Office.